During this season of Easter, one of the very consistent themes coming across the liturgy is that we are baptized into the life of Jesus Christ, that is to say, we are joined to him, and therefore the path that Jesus followed in life is also going to mark the path that we ourselves follow all the way to enjoying the fruit of his resurrection. Today's gospel continues in a very similar vein, because in it we really see the pattern of Jesus and the path that he followed, and Jesus telling his disciples, you too are going to be following on a similar path. As we heard in the gospel, the disciples of Jesus will find trouble with this world, much as Jesus did. We know Jesus was rejected by the world and ultimately condemned to death. And Jesus also suffered through a path of kind of isolation from his friends. All of his disciples and friends were scattered at the time of his arrest and crucifixion, some on account of fear, and some even worse on account of treachery or betrayal of the Lord, as in the case of Judas. But Jesus points out that through all of his trials, his trouble with the world and the scattering of his disciples and friends, his isolation, he was never truly alone because he was always rooted in communion with his heavenly Father in his life of prayer. And interestingly enough, that communion that Jesus has with his Father and the love that he shares with his Father is something that always turns him back toward us, toward the world, and toward the people that rejected him and left him alone and isolated. That such is the power of his communion with the Father that it constantly turns Jesus back, and despite himself being isolated by others, Jesus himself is always accessible and approaching back to draw out of isolation and to draw others into communion with the Father and therefore into peace. For the disciple of Jesus, then, one can expect to find a very similar path. In the first place, as Jesus says, for the disciple of Jesus, there will be trouble with this world. The world rejected Jesus when he came 2,000 years ago, and it will continue to reject him today, tomorrow, all the way to the end of time. And that is a consistent trademark for any disciple to know that it won't be easy in terms of the confrontation with the values of this world. But further, we can also relate to this notion of being isolated or the notion of being distanced or separated even from one's friends. Sometimes we know that even death is, of course, a cause of separation from family or friends. We can have circumstances even such as now with this coronavirus, which is causing some distancing and people to be isolated. Further, there can be even just the regular challenges in any relationship, even in a good relationship such as in a marriage, where no doubt over the course of their marriage, a married couple probably has times when they feel more close to one another and other times where perhaps they feel a bit more distance. And this again is just part of the challenge of relationships. And then absolutely worse still is the experience of betrayal or treachery, which Jesus himself experienced. But it's precisely in these moments of distancing, of separation, the moments of trouble with the world, where we discover whether or not our life is really rooted in our communion and prayer life with the Most Holy Trinity. Because this is meant to be the ultimate source of our peace and comfort, that in times of trouble, in times of isolation, in times of loneliness, to be able to say, I am walking on the same path as Jesus, and the gift of communion that he has with his Father, he grants to me so that I too then can share in his peace. And precisely in moments that we're living through now when it can be easier to be isolated from others, this really then becomes a special time to realize, am I rooted in this communion between the Father and Son? And how can I grow in this communion to deepen my spiritual life, to deepen my prayer life, so that I am fortified in this relationship and that I do experience the peace of Christ, even in the midst of turmoil. And just like as Jesus witnessed and testified to by his life, out of our communion with the Most Holy Trinity, we too then are always called back to open ourselves to relationship with others and to reach out to them exactly as Jesus had done. Because we weren't made for isolation, we were made for communion. And that means in any relationship where distance has been created, someone has to be willing to reach back out, to be receptive, and to open themselves back to relationship. And this too is exactly what Jesus was doing all the way to the cross, in constantly making himself accessible and available and sharing his love and communion with the Father to us. And so my brothers and sisters, let us ask God for the grace that we would truly reflect as to whether our prayer life, whether our communion with God is the root and anchor and source of peace in our life. And let us ask that we would always take the necessary time and commitment to ensure that God has the first place in our life, that we would truly experience the peace of Jesus and be willing ambassadors to share that peace with others. Amen.